Dr. Anna Salter performs risk assessments for sex offenders facing civil commitment under the state's sex predator law. It's her job to predict how likely it is that a repeat child molester will commit new crimes once released, and whether or not to hold that person indefinitely. Citing new research on how to predict who will reoffend, Salter says the longer someone is in prison, the more likely they are to commit new crimes. She says what's needed is more money for supervision and treatment.
Because I do see from the data that treatment reduces recidivism, and just putting them in jail alone doesn't do it. They come out as dangerous as they went in.
Salter adds all sex offenders are not alike, and only about 5% of them are responsible for 70% of the crimes. She says that means more resources need to be focused on the most likely reoffenders. Madison State Representative Joe Parisi says he wants to use that data to reduce the number of offenders required to be on the state's sex offender registry, because not all of them are dangerous.
This is a very emotional issue, obviously, and we want to protect our citizens, we want to protect our children, but rather than just having a broad category of people we put on there, we should be using known tools to assess actual risk so that we can better protect the public.
Dr. Anna Salter also criticized the recent rash of local ordinances restricting where sex offenders can live. She says studies show all such ordinances do is make it more difficult for offenders to get treatment and find work and do little to prevent new crimes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.